You know, I've been thinking a lot about DMX lately. I was just listening to this interview. I've gotten 5 minutes in. It's almost 10 minutes long of an interview when he was in prison. The video was posted up in 2011. Hold on 1 second. 2011. It is the 12th anniversary of this, 11th anniversary of this video. And I wanted to share it with you guys. DMX interview from Arizona jail. And this is by HBTV, posted it up. It was published on January 25th, 2011. It's 11 years ago today that DMX was interviewed. And I miss him and I think about him all the time. You know, it's so many men out there, so many of our black men out there, similar to DMX and had a life similar to his. And I appreciate the man that he fought to become, and he left a legacy for his children to be proud of. So you guys just sit back, listen to the interview with me, and let's pay our respects.
Thank you for doing this, by the way.
Thank you for, you know, giving me the opportunity to be heard, you know, in a positive light.
Yeah.
Or just in a fair light.
And if I inadvertently talk about your situation,
I got you.
You let me know.
All right, so, I first came to Arizona, man, and I remember one day coming from the studio at 6 o'clock in the morning and pulling over on the highway, like 4 cars, you know, just to watch the sunrise. And it was at that point that I fell in love with Arizona. I said, you know what, this has to be God's country. You know, because I've never seen anything as beautiful as that sunrise. Then I met the devil in God's country. You know, and it's not so much who, it's what, you know, what happens and the things that the devil does. It's not so much a person, even though he acts through people. You know, you can't call one person the devil.
Joe
Arpaio? You know, you can't call any one person the devil. You can't do that because no one person has enough power to be the devil. You know? And, you know, it's through all these hardships that I realized that, you know what? This is God's country because I met the devil here. Because if I hadn't met the devil here, I wouldn't realize I was strong enough to overcome the obstacle that the devil would place in my path. Mm. And it's by overcoming these obstacles that I realized that this is God's country. Because he helped me get over these obstacles. He helped me get over these hurdles.
Okay, so but when you're done here, when you're out of here.
I'm not looking back.
You're not coming back?
No, I'm not coming back. I'm not coming back for a show. I'm not coming back for a visit. I'm not even driving through the states. If I'm in a plane and they're going to fly over, I'm going to go around, okay?
But you love this place.
Yeah, I love the scenery. I love the scenery about it. I love the freedom that it initially gave a person. Remember I said, when I first came here, the last exit on the 101 was Pima and Princess. Yeah, that was the last exit, you know? And, we had fun. We had the four-wheelers, you know. We just rode the trails. Pretty much the same thing I did when I bought a house out here, but until, you know, things, yeah, I don't know.
Do you, when you think back on this whole thing, what went wrong in Arizona? How did you end up getting in so much trouble? Was there too much temptation here, or
I actually didn't get in any trouble. I was never arrested at the scene of any crime, or you know, the police came and arrested me for something. You know, it was always let's get an arrest warrant for this guy. You know.
You think Arpaio was after you?
I'll let the public answer that one. You know, I'm not going to sit here and say, because I don't know. It might look like it, but I don't know if that was the case, so I'm not going to say that that's what it was, you know? But we're all God's children, and I do pray for that man, you know, as I pray for everyone else, you know, whether I know you or not. I pray for my friends, family, loved ones, and as well as my enemies every night, you know, because we're all God's children. We're all God's children, and we all deserve the same grace.
In any way, has this time in here a lot of time to think Has it changed X?
Yes, it has. It has. It has. It has gotten me closer to my true calling on life, closer to realizing, to actualizing my true calling on life, which is to be a pastor. You know, so I'm like, you know, I'm in my Bible every day. You know, they got me on 23-hour lock-in. Why, I don't know.
Is that for your own protection?
That's what they say, but it's really just to be a pain in the ass. You know, I mean, they just put me in general population a week ago. I didn't get so much as a write-up. You know, I haven't had one disciplinary report since I've been here. Yet, they moved me back.
So what are you going to do, X, when you're out of here finally? What's the game plan?
Well, I'm going to start a TV show while I'm in here. Pain and Perseverance. You know, and it's about how I can reach people that the average person can't reach because I'm grounded. I'm still as grounded as I am. And I'm going to get my first sermon in the church. That's going to be like incredible for me, and I hope it'll be incredible for the congregation of that church. You know, I hope I'm able to reach somebody or just touch somebody, you know what I'm saying, and bring them closer to the Lord.
Are you going to still make music?
Yes, yes. I actually have completed the gospel album. Yeah. You know, on every one of my albums, there's been a gospel song and a prayer. And, you know, of course, with the image, they never, you know, made those songs in the singles, except my sixth album, which is Lord, and they did Lord Give Me a Sign as a single. And,
do you turn your back on what you wrote earlier in your career?
No, I do not. No, because,
Do you have kids?
Yes. I have 8 kids.
How old are they?
The oldest one is 16. The youngest one is 3 months.
How do you feel about them listening to some of the things you've written?
I encourage them to listen. But I also encourage them to not, they know what not to say. You know, you can't hide something from a child because that only gets them more curious about it. You know, what you do is you say, all right, this is what it is and this ain't for you. You know?
Do you think it's a negative message?
No, it's a real message. And real is sometimes negative as well as positive. But it's real. And it needs to be. It needs to be, yes. It needs to be real. You can't hide. You can't hide things because they're going to find out. And when they find them, like, oh, this must be good because my father hid it from me all this time. He must have wanted it for himself. No, I'm going to tell you what it is. And I tell you, you touch it, I'll break your arm. You know? Or if you get curious, come talk to me about it because I've already been through it. I haven't been through what I've been through for nothing, you know? I've been through what I've been through to stop you from going through it, to be able to tell you about it so that way you won't have to experiment to know what it's about, you know?
So you're saying your music, in a sense, some of it's a warning.
Yes. Yes.
tell me, I think people are curious how a guy, you've sold how many records?
28 million.
And made millions and millions of dollars.
Yeah.
How did you end up in here?
I think everyone who's watching knows how I ended up in here.
I don't know if they do.
I'm pretty sure they do. Anytime you get it, I'm pretty sure they do. You know, there's how do I end up in here? You know what? I'm gonna look at it in a positive light and say that I came here to meet somebody. Don't know who it was, but I'll know him when I see him. And I came here to give him a message. And that message is Jesus loves him. You know what I'm saying? I came here to give him the word. That's why I'm here. Regardless of what it looks like, you know, regardless of what people think, that's why I'm here. I came here to meet somebody and tell them about the glory of God.
Tell me if I'm wrong. In the rap world, if you do time in jail or prison or you've been shot, that's a badge of courage, right? That gives you street cred.
Not really. I mean, I guess in any world, you know, it has people like, ooh, you made it. You know, that's like surviving something that a lot of people didn't survive. So I guess in that aspect, but that's not so much the rap world as in any world, you know?
So does this time in jail here, does it help your standing with your fans?
Or? No, it's actually, man, it's wasting time. You know, it's wasting time. There's so many things I could be doing. But then again, I am doing what I'm supposed to be doing. It's a little bit of time. And hey, it's not going to be long. It's not going to be long. It'll be over soon. And before you know it, I'll be back doing what I'm supposed to be doing, you know? The gospel according to Acts. You know, music, movies, speaking to people, you know?
Have you talked to guys in here who don't have the opportunities that you've had and will have when you get out? There are guys in here who really don't have a lot going on. I mean, they've got a tough road ahead when they get out of here. They're not going to have movies, and they're not going to have TV shows. Mm-hmm. They're not going to sell records. Mm-hmm.
Have I talked to them about what?
Have you tried to help them?
I give positive advice. I try to get them to look into themselves to see what they're good at, because we all have a talent. So I try to get them to look into themselves, and I try to explain to them, you don't have to do that, because there's no such thing as an old drug dealer. You know, there's no old players. You know, there's no old gangsters. You know, so just, I give them something to think about. You know, there's so many other things that you could do, but you know, people do what they want to do, and I'm not their father, so I just tell them, you know, the best thing I can tell them at that particular time, and hope they get into it, you know. But I always tell them that Jesus loves them.
Wow. Whew. That's deep. That's deep. He right though. It was. You always gotta let people know that Jesus loves them, God loves them, no matter what they think about religion, God or Jesus or whoever they worship. Always let people know that they're loved, whatever they've been through in their lives. And I appreciate DMX for being there and spreading his message and sticking it out. Because he could have left the music industry, left everybody with nothing to hold on to out there that was looking up to him, his fans and things. He stayed around. And look where it got him. God had to take him home a little bit too soon. Just too soon. Ah, he was a brilliant black man. But such as many of our black men are, they're totally misunderstood and not taken seriously. And I like how he said, sometimes it's negative and sometimes it's positive. But it's real. You guys take care. Thank you so much for supporting me and loving me and taking the time out to listen. I appreciate y'all. Take care.